got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Thank you so much for being with me. It's Friday. Thursday again. Believe it or not, it is Thursday. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question. Okay, where was I? 782-1980. And the biblical question is a doozy. The biblical question. Do you know the truth? What is it? Do you know the truth? What is it? an amazing question. What is it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And for those who are busy right now and you're not able to sit and watch the show because you're busy, you're sending your kids off to public school to be destroyed because you don't want to stay home and raise them. You need to be out working, acting like a man, feeling like what you think a man feeling is. And due to your jealousy of man, you want to be out working. And so you're sending the kids off to public school, let the school destroy them, and then you go to a town hall meeting or a city council meeting, and you yell and scream as though you care, pretending. For those who are busy doing those kinds of things, or laying up at a beach, or just nothing. And you don't have time to watch the show. You can podcast all the shows, but you can be listening to the shows on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday. Because we love the Bible Thumpers, too. We love all people. If you don't love all, you love none. We love all. And there are so many Bible Thumpers who, they call me, hey, Jesse, what about this and what about that? And they believe that, or they believe this, and they believe that. And they're like, what? So we decided, oh, you know what, let's make out a set aside a little time for the Bible Thumpers, too. Thursdays. We take all calls, of course, but every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
See, my family, we're not like regular churchgoers, but I know places like this are supposed to help you feel better, and that's really what I need. I did something terrible, and now I just feel like there's something wrong with me. I mean, really wrong, deep inside. I can't shake it. What do I do?
Sitting there dying, watching the dust in the television. I feel like going up and choking them or something. Say, let's end this fast.
Tribulation will arrive by Armageddon. You survive.
What the?
Well, thanks. I feel much better. Bye.
Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. And before I go to the phone calls, I want to just share this with you. I think everybody and they mama know about this now. Or you've heard about it. Either everybody and they mama or everybody and their mama. It all depends if you're black or white. If you're black, it's everybody and they mama. If you're white, it's everybody and their mama. I've heard about this shooting down in Georgia. But first, according to the word, and it's in the word, that's for sure. Romans 12:21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And what do you do every day, all day, the moment you open your eyes? You're overcome by evil. You're overcome by evil. And what do? The moment you close your eyes, every night, you're overcome by evil. You dream your nightmares. You toss and turn. And then as soon as you open your eyes in the morning, you're still overcome by evil. Even though in the Bible, and you've read it over and over again, do not be overcome by evil. But what do? You're overcome by evil. You have fear. You cry. You're sad. You're lonely. You have doubt. You have faith. You believe. You worry. You have anxiety. You have post-traumatic stress disorder. You hate your fellow man. You hate white people. You hate the Jews. The Jews hate them, and them hate their. Everybody hates somebody, right? You're overcome by evil. When in the Bible, it says to overcome evil with good. Are you overcoming evil with good? Nope. Yeah, I bet you can find 10 people in one state that's overcome evil with good. You're jealous. You have strife. You're revengeful. You're lonely. You pray to God in tears. You get on your bending knees and beg the Lord. I had to beg the Lord. Please, Jesus. Please, Jesus. You beg the Lord. And nothing happens because you overcome by evil. And evil tell you, oh, you'll be happier if you got married. If you had a family. You can make a family better than the one you came from. And you say okay to evil. And what do? You go get married. And what do? You make a couple kids, one or two, maybe three. And then you're overcome by evil. Because as soon as you're married, and the day after the honeymoon, you're fighting. Two devils fighting. All in the name. It's in the name. You're fighting. And then you make a baby. Now you're fighting to keep your baby from being taken away from you. And she's fighting to take your baby away from you. You're overcome by evil. But the Bible says to overcome evil with good. Why don't you overcome evil with good? Why don't you do that? If it says to do it, that means it can be done. You'd rather have faith than overcome evil with good. You'd rather believe than to overcome evil with good. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. It's totally your life. The way has been made. Truth has been trying to wake you up. As a matter of fact, it's been chasing you to try to wake you up. And what do? You run away from good right into evil, into the arms of evil. And then you cry. And then you complain. And then you blame. And then you want to hurt somebody. And you spend a lifetime doing that. Even while reading the Bible and going to church and quoting the scriptures until the cows come home. And then an incident happened, and many of them are happening and will continue to happen on this earth, around the world, and an incident happened. And what do? Once again, you are overcome by evil. You cry. You run over to the incident. You stand around and fold your arms and your hand and hope that your child is not hurt. But you run in fear and you worry. And then you cry. And then the next day, everybody get together and put flowers around the school and candle lights. And you're pretending you're overcoming evil with good. But once again, you're embracing evil and calling it good. because we all got together and we had a candle vigil, and we brought flowers and teddy bears and we cried. And then what do you do in the next 2 or 3 days? You start to hate each other again. You're right back to where you never left. Oh, but you cried and you prayed and you went on television and you told your stories. And you got a pat on the back for telling your story. Oh, you poor mom. I feel so bad for you. I feel so bad for your children. Oh, you poor mom. Just imagine being a mom and having to go through that. A pat on the back, and you feel good about the pat on the back. And by the time you get to the house, you cry again because you're overcoming evil with evil. Your whole life is being built around evil, and you're calling it good. And someone tell you how to overcome it. Hey, here's how you overcome evil. You don't want to hear that. I don't feel like working for it. What the? I just want to go down to the front of the church and accept Jesus. That's all I want. And then everybody applaud, and I feel good, and I shake and dance. That's all I want to do. I ain't doing no work for that. What the? I'm not going to be still and know God. Is you serious? I'm not going to watch my thoughts. Are you crazy? I ain't got time for that. I'd rather lift up holy hands. I'd rather be on bending knees in tears and call it grace. Some of you may have heard there was a shooting down in Georgia. According to WKMG, a 14-year-old student opened fire at a Georgia high school and killed 4 people on Wednesday. Authorities said sending students scrambling for shelter in their classroom. And you know what's going to happen? A side note, as soon as this died out a little bit, you know what the women going to do? They're going to send the children right back to those schools as soon as smoke died out. Because who want to stay home and raise children? You got to go out and be equal to a man. You got to work. You need something to make your ego feel important. And raising a child, staying home, is not an important feeling. Nobody see you at home with a child. You want to be seen. So you send them right back off to school to be killed. To have an abortion. Body parts cut off. It doesn't matter. And then you go to the city council meeting and you complain. I'm a mother with a child and I took my child to that school and they told me my child not to let me know if he or she want to be a boy. And then you pretend to care. And you know what you do the next day? You send them right back off to that school. Oh, you got to go to work and pretend to be equal to a man. You don't like being no mother and a woman at home watching over some children. Who going to see you at home? How you going to get your thrills at home? Ain't nobody looking. And it feels so good to go to work and then come home tired and bitching and complaining. I got to cook. I got to clean. I know what I do. I make my husband do that. And by him being a mama's boy, beta, he'll take the woman's job because he has no control of his own wife. So according to this report, the dead were identified as 2 students and 2 teachers at Appalachian High School in Winder, about an hour drive from Atlanta. The teen had been interviewed after the FBI received anonymous tip in May 2023 about online threats to commit an unspecified school shooting, the agency said in a statement. Here's that report from WKMG.
Thousands are in mourning after another deadly shooting, this time in Winder, Georgia. Many gathered for a prayer vigil last night to show their support for the two students and two teachers who were killed at Appalachie High School. Nearly a dozen others were hurt.
I still don't believe this is real. Like, I knew a girl that got shot in her leg, and it really broke me because she was like a sister to me, and I don't know how to react to it.
Investigators say a 14-year-old student carrying an AR-style weapon opened fire at the school just before 10:30 a.m.
He started shooting like 10 times. He shot at least 10 times. Saw one of my classmates on the ground, bleeding so bad.
The suspected shooter, identified as Colt Gray, was taken into custody alive. And according to the FBI, he was on their radar last year after receiving anonymous tips about online threats to commit an unspecified school shooting. The FBI said they narrowed the threats down and referred to the case to the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, but there was no probable cause for arrest.
Amazing. Anybody know if this alleged shooter was black or white? And the fact that they have not said he was white, I'm just wondering, was he black or something else? I'm just wondering, because had he been white, that would have been the first thing. Those would have been the first word, he was white. And maybe he was, I don't know yet. We don't know exactly who it was yet. But I'm wondering, he must not have been white because they haven't said. If he was white, it would have been racist. I mean, yeah, racist, white, supremacist, Trump supporter, mega guy. He may have been white, and they just haven't said yes since he's so young. But I'm just wondering out loud because they have not said yet. And I've noticed that whenever there are non-white people doing these things, whether it's whatever, they don't say it. And they hide the story, and the story soon vanishes away. And because human beings are so evil, human nature is evil and has no love, you have no idea how evil human natures are, human beings are, the nature. That's why these kinds of things are happening. That's why you hate your neighbor. That's why you hate yourself. You hate others you blame. Watch how they're going to blame the gun. They don't want to put the blame where the blame is to should go. They're going to blame it on the gun, as though the gun picked itself up, drove down to the school, walked up and down the hallway into a classroom or whatever, however this happened, and the gun did it. Human beings would rather lie to you so these things can happen over and over again than to say it was the person. But they'll pretend the gun had his own life. The gun would try to get revenge. The gun was angry. And some people fall for it. And they'll say, well, gun control is the solution. That's what you're going to hear evil people saying. You got to control guns. Guns are not the problem. And they know it, but because they're evil, they want to deceive other people in order to keep this going. We've been had guns in America forever. I got my first gun at age of 15. Nothing ever even suggested that I should shoot somebody. I shot a squirrel. I shot at rabbits. And then when I didn't have the gun in my hand, it just sat there right by the door, waiting for me to pick it up again. It did not move on its own. It did not put bullets in it. It did not decide they're going to walk, drive, or fly over to the school and shoot no one. It just stood in the corner next to the door until I decided that I was ready to use it again to go hunting or to clean it. But watch how the evil people, the children of Satan, will be blaming it on, oh, we need gun control. So they're going to lie to you. So if that's the case, why not? Don't we need car control, knife control, gun control, or train control, or walking up and grabbing somebody by the neck control? Don't you need every kind of control? If physical things are committing the evil acts, why not ban everything physical and see what happens? So it's going to be interesting to see if this was a black guy or a white guy or man or female nowadays. I haven't heard yet, and that's kind of suspicious. 888-7753-773. And the people gathered together and they held a vigil. And instead of overcoming evil with good, they gave in to evil. And they bowed their heads and they pretended to care and they pretended to pray and they pretended to love. And as soon as that thrill was over, they went right back into another thrill and they called it hate. But it was the same as the thrill they called good. It was still hate. Hatred. When will you overcome evil with good? And stop pretending that you're doing it and really do it. Tony, out of California. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you been?
All is well, Tony.
Wonderful, wonderful. I just amazed how you Republicans always want to make excuses for these school shootings and not, you know, do no type of control of the fact of how people receive these guns off the streets. And
what type of excuse? What type of excuse were made?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's not the gun problem. It's the if it wasn't for the gun, you know, the gun didn't get up and shoot nobody by itself. But the law.
What type of excuse? What Republican made excuse and what was the excuse?
The white people that's in control of the
Tony,
country.
Tony.
Yes.
Calm down
yes.
If you want to continue this conversation.
Well,
What Republican made excuses and what was the excuses?
Well, the laws that y'all don't want to bring into, you know, to play for having some type of gun control on how people can receive these guns.
Tony, you're not telling me what excuses.
How can you get a gun?
You're not telling me what excuses and who.
Well, the white people
Republican,
run the country.
You're not telling me what excuses and what Republican made the excuses. What were the excuses and which Republican made the excuses?
Well, the Republican Party.
Hold on, Tony. Get your thoughts together. I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, rather than just saying stupid stuff, I want to hear what Republican made the excuses. What were the excuses? Right after this break. Hold on, Tony. Back in a moment.
Hey, Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
I also live in a pod and own nothing. I'm an anti-racist and I'm a...
Beta! 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 Beta!
Toughen up, Soy Jack. Get your protein from a non-liberal soy. Try Apple Jerky. Amazing!
Wow. It really is. Amazing!
Amazing! Amazing!
Amazing. Go to BigClubUSA.com to order Alpha Jerky now. Become a man. Become Alpha.
Nice. Big Club USA, check it out. Check it out. Amazing. Also, for personal shout outs, I do them for you. Birthdays, wedding, anniversaries, encouragement, whatever the shout out is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. I want to go back to Tony out of California, and he black. And he said that the Republican, blah, 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 making up excuses. And I'm trying to find out from Tony which Republican made excuses for the shootings or and what did they say. So Tony, out of California.
Yes.
So what Republican made up excuses about the shooting, and what were the excuses?
Well, Jesse, you made up the excuses this morning when you came on air.
What were the excuses I made up?
That you were just saying that the gun didn't get up and go and load itself. The gun didn't go out and pull the trigger by itself. Of course, we...
Do you think the gun did it on his own?
Jesse, come on, let's keep it real, sir.
Do you think? Answer that question. Do you think that you said I made up that excuse? So did
yes,
the gun?
Every time we have a school
Tony,
shooting,
Tony, I'm putting Tony on hold because he doesn't want to clarify. Tony, You said I made up that excuse this morning. So you're saying the gun loaded itself up, took a ride over to the school, and walked up and down the hallway and decided to shoot?
No.
So how was that? How was that a made up excuse then?
See, the thing is, you don't want to talk and keep it real about the gun laws.
How was that a made up excuse, Attorney?
Because every time we have a school shooting, Jesse, you always come up with the same line, the same.
I'm gonna ask you one more time. How was that a made up excuse? I told you the gun didn't do it. The person did it.
Okay.
Well, is that a made up excuse?
Thomas,
Tony, one more time. Is that a made up excuse?
According to you, yes.
Tony, so the gun did do it by itself?
No, you have to have an individual to hold it.
So how was that a made up excuse?
You won't speak on the mental.
Tony, one more time, and then we're not going to get to that until you tell me why.
How was that a made up? Bye, Tony.
Amazing. I told you that they're going to blame the gun. We need more gun laws. We need to take your Second Amendment away from you. The gun did it. The gun did it. These are evil people blaming the gun. Human nature is evil. Your family, human nature, your friends, human nature, your wife, your husband, you, your co-workers, your president, your vice president, your congressman, man or woman, your actors, actresses, your singer, your pastor, your pope, your priest, human nature is evil. You must be born again. You got to overcome that human nature. You can't blame it. You can't even blame it on an automobile that run over people because the automobile is not going down the road and running over people. Even those new cars they have now that nobody's in the car driving, and when you get in the car for a ride, you don't need to say hello to anyone because ain't nobody there. Somebody running that car somewhere, controlling that car. Evil people blame it on the car. They blame it on the gun and not the person. This is like Tony trying to do. He couldn't get past his lies. It's the human nature, folks. Hell is running rampant on this earth through people. Evil has to make a home in the body, in the mind of human beings and cause as much grief as possible for you so that you can bring on as much grief as possible for others. You don't know you're possessed. You know, they call it mental illness. They're not going to tell you that you're possessed. They're going to say, oh, you are mental ill. Here's a pill. Take the pill for spiritual illness. For a spiritual, psychological illness, take a pill. And now the counselor that suggested the pill and the pharmacist that made the pill are making buku money off of you. And you're walking around like a zombie. Don't even know what time of day it is. I was talking to someone, and they had two big old plastic, those lunch bags, the big lunch bags, not full of pills, full from the bottom to the top. And they had one bag full for the daytime, for taking in the morning, and another bag full of pills for night. Oh my, what the? I'm like, you taking all those pills? Yeah. Why? The doctor gave them to me. I'm like, but how your body accept that many different pills in it? Does that make you like throw up or sick or something? No. two big lunch bags, the little plastic see-through bag, full of pills, day pills and night pills. And the doctor's making buku money. I ask two doctors from the old school recently, why do doctors just give you pills now and they never take you off of them? And they said, well, the doctor don't do research anymore. They don't do research. It's just about making money now. The doctor, someone that you're trusting your life with because you're too afraid not to trust your life with the doctor. Because the doctor said, well, if you don't do it, you're going to have a heart attack. Now you're scared you're going to have a heart attack. So you're taking all these pills that the doctor tell you to take for however long. You're like, doctor, when will I not have to take the pill? Oh, well, here's another one that is better. Well, I don't know. We'll just check you every 3 months. And they blame the gun. Evil people are blaming the gun for the shooting in Georgia. The gun did it. Not the person, but the gun. And now they don't have to examine, well, what's wrong with this person that allegedly did all this shooting? Were they angry? As the hate report Monday through Friday, right here after my show, is saying right now, notice anger causes mass shooting, but the liberal fake solution are motivated by anger. Absolutely. Y'all don't know because you're not paying attention and you don't know yourself. You don't know that human nature is evil. You think human nature is love and you think there's good in human nature. There's no good in human nature, period. You ain't going to fire. You never going to fire. It's not going to fire. Won't fire. Fire ain't going to fire. One out of good in human beings. Zero. I don't care if they feed the homeless. I don't care if they give money to the homeless. I don't care if grandmama go over to the door of the house and babysit. I don't care. You're not going to fire one iota of good and human beings. It ain't there. That's why you must be born again of the Father. And when you're born of the Father, he will give you a new nature. And then that nature is good. It won't be your good, but it'll be the goodness of the Father. And you won't be able to take credit for it because you will see it ain't your good. You ain't got no good. But anyway, let me go to Adam out of Washington. Adam, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Jesse, I'm calling because yesterday you had a guy call. He was talking about how his father had died. He had been killed. And the conversation you had with him made me think a lot, the way that you approached it. Do you remember that call that you had with him?
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Okay. Well, what I remember a lot was how blunt you were about not being sad when someone is died that you love, especially your father, if your father is dead, and how blunt you were that it almost seemed like you were saying that it's evil to grieve your father. That sadness is evil. My question kind of is like, it's like a really tough, really brutal message, but I think I kind of might understand what, are you saying even to grieve your father, to be sad, is sadness evil?
If
you know, that's my question.
If you're grieving for ego purposes, it's evil. But if you let a natural sadness come and go, one that you have no control of, you have nothing to do with, then you'll be fine. It's not evil because it just come in and pass through and it's done. But if you're like going on for months and years and, you know, every time you see somebody, oh, my daddy died, my wife died, my mama died, my whatever, it's all for ego, and that is evil because you're looking for a thrill.
I could definitely see that and sharing it with other people. What about if one were to keep it quiet to oneself, but still for years,
it would still be evil because it's ego. You're not supposed to grieve that for long because it turns into depression. It turns into suicidal thoughts. It turns into even more evil. There's nothing good about it.
I'm kind of seeing that. I think I see the truth.
And
it's like not.
And it made you think that I loved him so much. I just can't. My daddy dead. I love my daddy. I'm going to hold on to my dad. It's something that you never get over. My wife died. It's something you never get over. My child died. It's something that you never get over. It's all ego, and it's all for thrills, and it's evil.
I can kind of see that, but I feel like I'm in a minority of people that can see that. If you were to just, I know it's hard to take a guess, out of 100 people, how many people could accept a saying like that, that it would be evil to grieve someone that they love so much, like someone like their father? Out of 100 people, how many are ready to accept that when I'm just walking around on the street? That's got to be rare.
Out of 100, you find one that's ready to accept that. One person.
Damn.
And also, I also...
They're gonna think I'm crazy.
And they're not grieving because they love their father or their mother or their husband or their wife or their child or children. They're not grieving because they love them. They're grieving because they hate them. They hated them, and now they have a false sense of, oh, I love them so much, because they're guilty now of hating. And so they cry to try to fool themselves and fool you, the onlooker, that they're crying because they love them so much. It's a lie. They're crying because they were so hateful and evil.
But when someone goes through that grief, even when they're alone, even if they don't share it with anybody, sometimes it feels like, I don't want to be here anymore without him.
Right.
You know, that might have been my best friend, and I wish I could do it over again. Almost, I miss him.
But all that is ego guilt. That's the anger. That's the hatred. And you cry while you're alone. I really love my friend. I really love my daddy, my mama. I don't want to live. Life is not worth living. You get an ego thrill by yourself, feeling that. And then Satan's just like, yeah, that's right. You might as well kill yourself. You're not going to get another chance to do it right. And you're like, yeah, I should kill myself.
Right.
It's all thrill. It has nothing to do with love. Zero to do with love. It's all
right.
Hate.
I kind of see it, man. People are gonna think I'm crazy, but I see what you're saying, because if something like this happens, and that's the truth, that's what actually happened, right? So if I don't accept it, it's I don't know how to explain it. It hurts bad when you lose somebody close to you like this. And
not
you,
if you,
you
have love. It doesn't hurt if you have love. It only hurt when you have hate.
Right. That's a heavy man. Hey, can I answer the biblical question, Jesse?
Real fast, do you know the truth? What is it?
No, I don't. Look, can I say why I know I don't?
And why don't you know the truth?
Because I've found out thousands of things that aren't the truth over and over and over, a whole bunch of things that are not the truth. I don't know what it is, but I know a whole bunch of things that are not.
Amazing.
I don't know yet.
Nice. Well, thank you, Adam, for responding to the question. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Men's forum tomorrow night. Tonight. Tonight is Thursday. We had a holiday on Monday, so I'm like thrown off. But men's forum tonight, for men only, every first Thursday night of the month. And then third Thursday night for ladies only. Get ready, ladies. And the ladies are on fire. They really are. I'm not just saying it. They come in there. They're ready. They're ready to talk about what's going on with them. And they have good questions and good feedback. It's like, and the meeting go by just like that. I had to really keep my eyes on the clock to not go way over. So third Thursday night for the ladies and the first Thursday night for men only. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super. You look ticked on that shirt.
Indeed, because I am.
Just disgusting.
Shameful.
What did you think about Tony Carr? He tried to blame the guy.
I thought that it was shameful.
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 Tony from California.
Shout out to Tony from California. He's amusing a little bit for a second.
He's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am remiss in my duties to read the Rumble rants from yesterday.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Pastor Chatelet said, shout out to Goethe here to let everyone know black man bad. Big smile emoji.
Who is Goethe?
Probably, I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Apple 2691. Hi, Jesse and the gang. Biblical question, please.
Do you know the truth? What is it?
No. Everything I have been taught was lies. All lies. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Change my mind.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Thank you. Apple 2691.
Yeah.
Mikey. Monkey Mike with a cash
monkey,
app.
Monkey, 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 monkey time. Remember that dance?
I do not.
It's a monkey time. It's a song called The Monkey.
Right on. I like it.
Do the monkey. But go ahead. Who was that?
Monkey Mike.
Okay.
Mikey asks, what's the difference between a soil and a spirit?
A what?
I think he means soul. I said soil.
I know. Soil is the dirt.
And what's the spirit?
Made from the dirt. Nah, the nature of God. Amazing. Thank you.
What about his soul?
I don't know. I don't know the difference between the soul and the spirit.
Yeah, me neither. I never understood it.
I don't know the difference between the soul and the spirit. They both seem the same to me. So I just leave the thing as unknown for sure yet. For now. Thank you.
Gracias, Monkey Mike. Tater Salad, answer to the biblical question.
Do you know the truth? What is it?
Yes, I know the truth, but I ain't telling. The path to salvation is too narrow, and if I tell y'all the truth, the path will become too broad. Peterson, Lockwood, 2028.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Thank you, Tater Salad.
Yeah.
Alan Bowlmer bought three coffees. It's just a thought.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Nice.
It's just a thought. A thought is just a thought. What the? Back in a moment. Two more hours to go. Hate news, not the faint news. I'll be back in a moment.
I highly recommend you get them. The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, everybody. September 5th, AD 2024. The lines are full. Okay, JLP, we'll be right back to your calls and more great stories and more of your super chats. But first, take news, not fake news. U.S. regulators want to investigate Shein, S-H-E-I-N, I don't know how to pronounce it, and Temu, for selling supposedly dangerous baby products, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. This comes as the two e-commerce websites are facing scrutiny over a litany of issues, including how they're able to sell goods at such strikingly low prices. Wow. And that Georgia school shooting, the community of Winder, Georgia, grieving the deaths of two 14-year-old students and two teachers who were killed in a mass shooting at Appalachee High School. As you heard earlier this hour, on Wednesday, nine others wounded, hospitalized, all of whom expected to survive. The suspected gun male, they called him a gunman, wow, hey, is in custody and identified as a 14-year-old student at the school. About an hour outside of Atlanta, bit of the boonies, bit, I would call it, maybe. There is no known connection between the murderer and the victims, authorities said, adding an investigation underway to determine his motive. The teenager will be charged with murder and tried as an adult, the alleged murderer, right? We don't know. The shooting is at least the 45th school shooting, 45, in 2024, they say. Probably most of those black, my guess, don't know. And the deadliest this year, according to Commie Nonsense Network. More than a year ago, according to the far-left extremist AP, tips online about online posts threatening a school shooting led Georgia police to interview a 13-year-old boy, maybe the same one, not sure. Investigators didn't have enough evidence for an arrest. On Wednesday, that boy, they say, opened fire at his school outside of Atlanta, way outside, a bit, killing four people, wounded nine. Charged as an adult on the deaths of Appalachee High School students. The Miss Mason Schermerhorn and Christian Angulo, both 14, were the victims. Instructors, teachers, Richard Aspinwall, 39, and Christina Irimi, age 53, according to Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Chris Hosey at a news conference. It was an assault-style rifle, they say. Of course, they have to mention that. And he turned the gun on students in a hallway at the school, reportedly, when classmates refused to open the door for him to return to his algebra classroom. Algebra. Hey, I did algebra at 14. Classmate Layla Sayarath said that. Nice American names, right? Two school resource officers encountered the killer within minutes of a report, the alleged killer, within minutes of a report of shots fired, and the teen immediately surrendered when the police showed up, which, to me, that sounds white, but I'm not sure. Whites tend to give up when the police show up because they want they value their own lives, maybe not others. Anyway, the teen had been interviewed after the FBI received anonymous tips back in May 2023, like I'd mentioned, about online threats to commit an unspecified school shooting. So said the agency, the FBI Atlanta, right? They referred the case to Jackson County, and the sheriff's office interviewed the then 13-year-old and his father, who said there were hunting guns in the house, but the teen did not have unsupervised access to them. He denied, this teen at the time, denied making any online threats. They were still looking into how this teen obtained the gun used in the shooting and got it into the school. What a mess. Big messes in the world. Am I right? The presidential debate is next Tuesday, I guess, right? September 10th, is that a Tuesday? Evil Vice President cackling Kamala Harris, joke of a vice president, versus our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. on far-left extremist ABC News. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. It is Thursday, and every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday, so you can get involved. We love the Bible Thumpers. And so we set aside a day to deal with the Bible Thumpers' questions and answers and comments. You can get involved by calling 888-773-777-Jesse. And my biblical question, do you know the truth? What is it? Do you know the truth? What is it? You can listen to the show while you're doing whatever it is you're doing, wherever you are. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. We are heard around the world. So no matter where you are and what you're doing, you can podcast the show. But you can also be listening if you just land up at the beach. It's summertime. And the living is easy. Summertime. And the living is easy, easy. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. Amazing. Summertime, but you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. All right, it's Thursday. Every Thursday, all 3 hours of the show is set aside, though we take all calls, for Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, the sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't, they call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why George God?
Holy mackerel.
You preach for us and let us, and then tell us what it is you mean.
I can't believe you people follow a man. What the? Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. What I want to do first is finish up the chat, super chat that we did not get to in that last hour, and then we'll get back to the calls.
Super chat.
So, hey, you said that in your news report, the Hake Report, that the father of the alleged shooter and the boy met with the FBI and
Well, the FBI referred the case back when he was 13, when he allegedly had threatened the school,
right,
to the sheriff's office in Jackson County. And they interviewed the 13-year-old, the then 13-year-old, and the father, according to this report from AP.
And so the anchor baby heard you say they interviewed the son and the father. And the anchor baby was like, what? He had a father? And you said, yes. And then the anchor baby said, you white. Because we've been trying to figure out if it was the alleged shooter was black or white or different. And we're getting little clues now.
Indeed,
though
we
don't know. Number one clue now, number two clue, is that he had a father.
Right.
Because if he had been black, he wasn't going to have no daddy.
One of my clues was that he surrendered to police immediately when the police showed up. Because blacks will get all squirrely with police. Whites will be like, okay, uncle.
And the black would have been down on the ground shouting, I got my hands up. Racist. Cop abuse.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. What a mess. So we're narrowing it down to see, hopefully, what the race is.
Indeed. What's the over-under?
Right.
Place your bets. Just kidding. We don't gamble here. Is this all too soon to be laughing and joking?
What?
We should be somber.
Somber about what?
About the people who died.
You didn't hear the opening?
Oh. Okay. Now we can joke. Greg Estron bought a coffee. Jesse, I have a bone to pick with you. Yesterday you sounded like you never miss anybody. Are you saying you didn't miss Joel Friday after he left? With that said, can you write
I saw Joel Friday more when he left than I did before he left.
With that said, can you write a book about all the amazing people you've met in your life? I want to hear more about Miss Suge, Miss May, and Miss Sibring. Thank you.
Miss Suge, Miss May, Miss Evelou, Miss Rowley. Uncle Libra, Uncle Buddha Boy.
Very nice.
Pluck.
Nice name.
Mr. Sabbath. That's my granddaddy.
Oh, yeah. That's a cool name, Sabbath.
Uncle Grover.
Huh?
Uncle Grover.
Oh, cool.
Uncle Sonny Boy. I will. That'd be a nice book. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
Country names. Thank you, Gregatron. Sam Lemons, Three Coffees. Biblical question.
Do you know the truth? What is it?
Yes. The truth is that I do not know the truth unless revealed by God. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
Amazing.
Nice.
Thank you. I put my two sisters on Sunday. I do appreciate it. I forgot to mention Mr. Robert and Miss Seagirl. And May Chile and Uda and Basur. I forgot to mention all those names. What the?
What?
Thank you, Sam Lemons, and thank you, Gregatron. What have you done? So, Callis, a nice Cash App tip, says, so, how you guys doing? I am fine. Thank you, So Callis.
Thank you.
Cash App to JLP.
You like real loud.
Indeed.
I'm like, what's up? I can hear it all the way in my office.
Terrible.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought five coffees. Not exactly pithy, but he says, hi, Jesse and crew. Bible thumping Thursday. That Samaritan woman came to the well to get water. Jesus said to her, please give me a drink. John 4:16, Jesus told her, go get your husband and come back. And the woman answered, but I have no husband. He said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband, because, in fact, you have had five husbands, and the man you live with now is not your husband.
Amazing.
And he's responded to that question somebody asked earlier this week.
Ask!
If you have sex out of wedlock, are you married to each other? What do you think about this, Jesse? Thanks for all you do. I really appreciate you.
Well, you're not married to each other. You're married emotionally, which is not good, because the moment you hook up like that together, you become emotional and you become needy of each other. You want more and more of each other. You want this, and then you start to complain, and then the fight starts. So it's and because you have not gotten married, we're not brought together by God, a battle starts, and it doesn't end until you divorce or something, right? Because you emotionally as one, and emotions are not love, and that's why it doesn't work. Emotions are not necessary. What, isn't it amazing? Emotions are not necessary. Everybody's emotional.
I know. God gave us emotions.
Right. Human beings supposed to be emotional. If you're not emotional, you are a machine or something they say.
Yeah, you're a robot.
Robot, yeah.
Hey, Jesse, Jesus wept.
I know. And so did I. Amazing. Thank you.
That's a nice explanation of the marriage and sex thing.
Uh-huh.
Roy, thank you. And by the way, thank you, someone, with your five coffees.
Yeah,
I abbreviated it for the sake of pithiness.
Thank you.
Mr. Roy, with a Cash App, says, they tried to set me up. I overcame evil with good.
Amazing. Nice. Thank you.
Greenwall says, natural medicine. Learn it. Talking about how you give your life over to the doctors.
I saw someone the other day. Honestly, I'm not making up. I'm not even exaggerating. You know how they have those big see-through lunch bag that you put your lunch in and you clip it up like that? You tighten it up?
Yeah, the Ziploc?
Yeah, Ziploc bags.
Sandwich bags?
Right. This person had a bag full to the top of medicine for the daytime.
Oh.
And then another bag for the nighttime. I'm like, what? How your body handle all that? Looks like too much medicine on your stomach makes you want to throw up or something, doesn't it?
I think so.
And they were like, oh, no, the doctor gave it to me. I'm like, okay. I'm like, this doctor rich. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
What is natural medicine?
I don't know. And I wouldn't even recommend giving your life over to that. We had a young lady who used to come to church die after she tried to do natural medicine.
I don't even know what it is.
I mean, you got to be careful even with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Remember Char? I'm blanking on her name.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thank you, Greenwall.
Joel said natural medicine is an improper phrase. What does that even mean, natural medicine? Amazing, but thank you, Greenwall.
Yeah.
What is natural medicine? Give me an example, Greenwall, of natural medicine. You can call in or you can super chat. What is natural medicine? Thank you.
At this point, just call me Mike, bought a coffee. You can say, hey, it's a song. I can feel it deep inside this black Inger style. He wants me to say it. I have no fear. And when I say it every day, every Inger is a star. Boris Gardiner. Remember that song, Jesse?
No. Not that kind of song. Not with those words. Not yet. It might be, but I just don't remember right now. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
It is a song. I have checked.
Oh, yeah?
I have confirmed.
And it... Okay. Well, you tell me after the show.
Okay.
All right.
At this point, just call me Mike. Jesse. Can you imitate James? Laughing face sideways with tears coming out.
Who is James?
Maybe Hake.
Oh, Hake.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, but not right now. Disgusting. That's the only thing I can do right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Charles Coffee. Hey, Jesse, that school teacher in Atlanta has to be black because he didn't kill himself after the shooting. The school shooter, my bad, not teacher. My bag. Has to be black because he didn't kill himself after the shooting. Blacks do not kill themselves. Plus, the media isn't going crazy about the shooting, so he's definitely not a straight white male, says Charlotte.
Isn't that funny? The media is so dishonest now. The politicians are so dishonest that we don't even know now. We have to kind of guess at what it is. until we can finally hear what it was, if we ever.
Right.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. 888-775-3773. I have a question for you, Joel, and Anchor Baby. So you guys can be coming in as I take calls here. Anna, out of Canada, welcome to the show, Anna. You're on the show.
Hello,
you're
Jesse.
On the air.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Fantastic. Actually, I do have a question, but I just wanted to make a comment about what the gentleman had said earlier about the passing of his father and how it grieved him. And I was looking for it while I was on hold, but I can't find it, but I know it's in the Bible. It does say that we should not rend our clothes like the way the Jews used to tear their clothes when they're grieving, because we are not people without hope.
Amazing. Also,
right?
Yeah, also it said, yeah, let the dead bury the dead.
That's right. Yeah, I think I found that one. But yeah, it's not a hopeless situation.
No,
like
it's not.
I know there are people that think once you die, you go down into the ground, that's it. It's game over.
Yeah.
There's no future. But we have something greater than that. We have the hope. We have the knowledge that there is something greater, even should our physical bodies die.
Very interesting point, Anna. You're absolutely right.
It should comfort us. It shouldn't bring us into despair.
Very good point.
So here's my question, and I was thinking about it last night. It passed through my head when I was doing the silent prayer. In the book of Revelation, I know you mentioned that it's already happened. Everything is done. Christ has finished everything.
Yes.
It is done.
It is completed.
But what will happen, I'm wondering, about the future? And, I mean, maybe we shouldn't even be caught up in that. We should live in the moment. But when I was going to church all these years, the focus was always on prophecy. Big focus on prophecy. And like the identity of the United States and Canada in prophecy, who we were and what was going to be the outcome, and that there would be a great tribulation, but all of those who accepted God in their life would be spared, that they would go to a place of safety. That's what we were taught for so many years at the church I attended.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's kind of how they got people into the church. They were excited.
And
because
so
they thought, yeah.
And so your question is, what is it?
Like,
how should we think about the future?
Yeah, like how should we see it? Should we, like, I know the
you
Bible...
You should absolutely take no thought about the future. There is no future. There is no past. Eternal life is right now and forever right now. It's always now. Take no thought about the future. It's always now. And if you're living in the now, when you drop your body, it's still going to be the now. But if you drop your body living in an illusion of a future, you're going to be stuck in an illusion of the future. It'll be miserable.
Right. And, you know, that's interesting you said that, because that's how I felt last night, that it will be provided to us. Just stay with it, and God will look after all that stuff.
Stay
present.
We
don't have to get caught up in it.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But I just was curious. I thought maybe you had a take on it that was different.
No, dude, take no thought. Eternal life is now. Jesus said it's done. It is finished. It is done. Even death has been defeated. That's why there's no death. He took the sting out of death. All you need to be concerned about is living right now, always now, always now. Never think about the past or the future, because there's an illusion. And if you do, you're going to suffer because you're living in an illusion. Always practice being present now. Everything is right here, right now.
And don't get hung up or caught up with all the stuff people are saying, like, oh, we're living in the end times and it's not going to be long now.
Though people lost and people have been saying forever and a day that the end time is near. It ain't happened yet because it is done.
That is refreshing news. That's very comforting.
And it is amazing news because it is true.
Oh, and I'm going to, if you don't mind, I'd like to mention one more thing. I was visiting my daughter last night. She's a full-grown adult. She's not a little kid. And she was nasty last night. And I was really upset by it because I wasn't staying present. And I went down and talked to my neighbor and told her, oh, this. When I was praying, doing the silent prayer, it came to me last night. She got that spirit from you, Mama.
That's right.
And do not point the finger at that woman, because guess where that came from? And that put me in my place.
Right on. Nice.
I can tell you, Jesse. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I just want to say thank you again and again. I can't thank you enough. It's made a difference in my life. I can view things with clarity.
Well, you're welcome, and stay with it. I'm telling you, you have not seen anything. The wisdom that will come and the clarity of the mind that will follow that is amazing. So stay with it, all right?
Oh, you bet I will. And thanks again, Jesse,
for all
the good work you're doing. Don't stop. Don't quit.
I won't. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Take care, Jesse. Bye-bye.
Right now. Let me take Danny out of Bulgaria real fast here, then I go to Danny out of Bulgaria. Danny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good day, Mr. Peterson. How are you doing, sir?
All is well, Danny. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Mr. Peterson. I'm calling with a question. How do you think a man should deal with an evil woman when he's on vacation with her? And the reason I'm asking is because I was on vacation, and the next door there was this family, a husband, a wife, and a 5 or 6 year old son. And that woman was evil. She was cursing him, degrading him on the balcony. The whole floor was able to hear her. And she sounded like an evil snake. So I told him to leave the hotel. But
you told the guy to leave the hotel?
Yeah, I went to him and told him to pack his things and leave because he's not going to have a nice vacation.
Were you traveling with him?
No. I was already at the hotel and he was in the next room.
And did you know them?
No, I didn't.
Why did you get involved with it then?
Because I don't want to hear about it when I'm on vacation.
You didn't want to hear about what?
About their family issues.
Oh, so like were they next door, their room was next to your room or something?
Yeah.
And why you didn't report it to the manager of the hotel?
I did.
But I thought you said you went to them and told them to get out.
No, I went to the manager of the hotel. He's a friend of mine, so I talked to him. And he said, well, you know, you can just tell them to leave, and if they have a problem, they can come to me. So it was like that. And they left, actually. So things were fine, but my question is, since
it was not your woman or you were not with them, you should stay away from it, not get involved at all. Unless it was like really noisy or something and you couldn't sleep or whatever.
It was very noisy.
And so you go and report it to the hotel management. That's all you can do about it because, number one, it's not your business. And number two, you can get killed by getting involved, especially in domestic disputes, because people are angry and they're not thinking straight.
I don't think that's much of a of a thing here in Southern Europe. You can get killed in the United States from what I'm seeing, but, you know, people in Southern Europe don't do that.
But still, because it wasn't you, they were not even with you, you shouldn't... You don't need to deal with an evil woman like that because she was not with you.
Yes, my question is, if a woman is with you and she's acting out on vacation, what do you think the best suggestion is?
I would wait and see so you can see how to deal with it in the right way. Because if I can tell you, well, you should do this and do that, but it might not require that in the moment. Have a wait and see.
All right. I see. Well, that's what I was calling for, Mr. Peterson. I know how busy you are. I'd like to, you know, send my regards to your audience and your colleagues, and God be with you, sir.
You too, man. Thank you, Denny. And amazing question. I appreciate it.
Right on. Bye, sir.
Bye. 888-7753-773. So I need to get the responses. Should I wait until after the break?
Yeah. We have 4 minutes.
Yeah. No, Joey, I'll go 4 minutes. Let me take another call, and then we'll take a break, and then I ask you guys this question. Ain't no way we're going to get through this in 4 minutes. Let me go to Spain and talk to Mary out of Spain, where it's rain in Spain. Mary, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Mary.
Yes. So I have a question, Jesse. I've been dating this guy for a few months, right? And at the beginning, it was just perfect. He would give me time. It was just perfect. But lately, I feel like something has changed in him. And I keep asking him what's going on, but he doesn't tell me, like he doesn't give me an answer. And my question to you is, should I just break up with him? Because clearly I can see that he's not the same man as he used to be.
So,
or maybe just my thoughts, and it's just my ego, because my ego wants him to tell me how beautiful I am, how much he loves me and all of that. So what do you think?
How was he treating you in the beginning? Give me examples of how he treated you in the beginning of the relationship.
He would call me all the time. He would text me all the time. He would tell me how much he loves me. He would buy me gifts. You know?
Right.
And then I remember you said that that's just ego. So I don't know if it's my ego or it's him losing his interest in me. And maybe he's just a gentleman and he doesn't want to break my heart. That's why he doesn't want to, like, that's why he's not directly telling me I'm breaking up with you. And maybe he wants me to break up with him.
And so how is he treating you now?
He doesn't give me that much of time. He doesn't give me that much of attention. You're laughing.
Does he buy you flowers?
No, he used to buy me flowers, not anymore. Why are you laughing, Jesse?
No. And does he call you? Does he call?
Maybe once. Yes, but not as before, you know, maybe once a day.
And now you feel lost?
Lost because I don't know if he wants to be with me or not. You know, maybe
well,
he
let me
just
tell
wants
you this.
To.
It's totally yes. Ego. That's all. And he did it because he wanted something from you. Whether
yes.
He can stand to being alone, or he wanted to, as James called it, the S word, or he wanted something from you. Did he get, well, I don't know if I can ask you that. Did he get what he want already?
Yes, I think so.
Ooh, yeah. He got it?
Yes.
Well, no wonder you don't hear from him anymore. The flower bought him love.
Yeah.
So it was it was never about you. It was always about him for what he could get, and then it was about you getting what you want. You got the attention, you got the flowers, and then he got what he wanted. Now it's over, so move on. And next time, don't fall for the game.
So should I just tell him directly, hey, I'm breaking up with you, or should I just
let it be? Hold on 1 minute, just for a minute, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break, back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Amazing. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this. No, at 9 a.m. Right after my show, thehakereport.com. The guy with the good hair, you don't want to miss it. At 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. And then at 11 a.m., Joe L. Friday TV. You black. How am I supposed to be announcing you now? Promoting you?
We'll figure it out.
You're on Friday TV. He black. We'll figure it out. And you don't want to miss that either. And then at 12 noon tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't ride, brand new episode of the FallenState.TV. A brand new episode. I had a very, just wild conversation with a woman by the name of Jamila Gooden, and she is a quote-unquote pastor of the Unity Church of Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina. And she's also the author of a book called The Death of Angry Black Women. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Why are black women so angry?
I'm not going to let you do that to my sisters. Put some respect on their name. Your verbiage is trying to ignite, but I'm smarter than that.
Amazing. If black women are good mothers and good wives, why are their children so screwed up?
Okay, is that why you screwed up? So are you saying the devil is ahead of the woman?
Yes.
You get it. Why don't you say that? Why don't you say that?
What is love?
Something you ain't got. No. Listen to what you said, baby.
I'm not your baby. It was wild. It was like, oh my God. You don't want to miss that. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, at 12 noon. And you can donate to The Fallen State by going to thefallenstate.tv/donate. Thefallenstate.tv/donate. Or click in the link description down there and go to locals.com. Locals.com. And I don't think we have anything new on Punchy yet, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we just had a recent episode last week, so yeah, they can go check that.
Do we have last a episode. Play for that?
From last week? Yeah, we had the one from last week.
We don't have the new from yesterday?
Yes,
sir. Did we do it yesterday?
No, but they don't know that.
We don't have
they don't know that we did one yesterday.
Oh.
We did a taping yesterday.
Oh.
And we did a premiere the day before that.
Oh.
Yeah, so Monday is the latest episode.
Is it coming Monday?
Yeah, so and we did a promo for that, but we can play that.
And we did one on Monday after the show.
Okay, too. Whatever. Watch this. Nice. From Punch and TV.
This little boy turned girly almost out of the womb, according to his parents. That's the mother's darkness. And it sounds like the father may have overreacted to the girliness, and so he looks like the bad guy when the mother's the bad guy.
I think it has to go both ways. I don't think that she just wakes up, I'm just pure evil.
It's always something like you can kind of not understand, but you can see how the father got there, and yet from the mother it's pure hell. And then the mother was just hateful.
But we can't make excuses for the father and not make excuses for the mother, is what I'm saying.
Because the mother has the spirit of Satan.
So does the father, though. Fight.
Punch.
But that's punching TV. Sounds interesting. Amazing. On Mondays at 2 p.m. on YouTube and punchy.tv. Check it out. And then like, follow all over what we're doing. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, blah, blah, blah. So I want to go quickly back to Mary. And Mary's out of Spain. And Mary met this man, and he just did everything she wanted him to do. He wished him her. Bought a flower, called her, told her how pretty she is, and blah, 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 wine and dine. And Mary's like on cloud nine. And then the guy got what he wanted. And Mary fell from cloud nine to cloud zero. And now Mary wants to know, what should I do? Am I right, Mary?
Exactly.
How old are you, Mary?
27.
Why did you give him what he wanted, knowing that that's what he wanted? It wasn't about you. It was about his ego wanting. Why did you give it to him?
I thought at that time that I wanted it also.
Oh, you thought you wanted it too?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay, that makes sense. And so now, how are you feeling that you're not hearing from him, or he's not paying you attention, as much attention?
I think that what I'm feeling are my thoughts. And, it's just the devil telling me that he's not paying you attention and all of that. So that's why I wanted to call you, just to make sure. Is it my thought, or he's actually not paying attention to me, or
how often does he call you now, as opposed to when he called you before he got what he wanted? How often does he call you now?
Twice per day, three times per day.
He calling you
before he used.
And before
yes,
what?
But before, like all the day, he would text me or he would call me all the day.
Oh. And so now, but you do hear from him three times a day?
Yes.
And then how often does he say nice things and buy you flowers?
Not as much, Jesse. Not as much. So, and I can say, like, maybe he doesn't tell, like, we did a video call the other day and he didn't want to see me, you know, and he's not telling me. Telling me nice things, you know.
Oh,
is it the devil talking right now? You know, do I want him to worship me? I don't know. I'm lost.
You've been played. You've been had. But listen, Mary, right? You don't three times a day calling. That's a lot
compared to what he used to do.
Right. But because, number one, he doesn't care about you and you don't care about him. It's just all ego and tension on both sides. And now that the newness is wearing off, you're starting to see what each other really think and feel about each other, right? And so don't complain about that. You learn from that for yourself. Watch how your ego was puffed up. And you were feeling good, and he did this, and he made you feel a certain way. And then if you watch that and don't blame him for it, next time you meet a man and the man try to treat you that way, even if you allow him to carry on like that, you won't fall for it. You won't call it love. You'll grow from it rather than being angry about it.
Okay. Should I just break up with him then? Because he clearly, like, I can see Jesse. He doesn't like me, you know. He just keeps calling and keeps talking to me. Just, I think, because he doesn't want to hurt me, right?
Baby, so don't hurt me. Don't hurt
me. Should I be the bigger person and just break up with him?
No. I would just deal with it until he just fade away and move on, learn from it. You don't know what may happen from it if you just don't know. So if he call, hey, how you doing? You know, and watch your thoughts and feelings so you can grow from it. Don't just break up with him because you're not going to grow from it. If you just break up because now he's not saying these sweet things, he's not paying a lot of attention, he's treating you the way he should have been treating you when he first met you. So watch, exactly. Watch how you feel about it so you can grow from it.
Okay, so should I just keep talking to him like normal, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And if you feel hurt or you feel disappointed, just notice, don't call it you. It's your ego, which is not you, but it's the ego feeling and not your feeling, so that you can feel the pain of it and overcome it so you would never have to go through this again, no matter how a man treats you.
Yeah. You know what I feel, Jesse? I feel angry because I want him to keep saying those things to me,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not pain. It's anger.
And that's, you know? And that's evil, and that's why you should be glad to see that and let him call you, let him talk. And watch how angry you feel because he's not worshiping you the way he worshiped you before. And that way you can overcome it. If you just let the pain happen, and God will save you from the pain. He will take it away from you. Because those are demons in your mind.
Okay. Okay, Jesse, and I have one more question.
Okay.
What do you think about jealousy in a relationship?
Jealousy is evil as well. They are evil spirits. And jealousy means that I want you, I want complete control of you. I don't want you to look at anyone else and no one else looking at you. I want to control you. You're mine. If anybody going to destroy you, it's me. It's you're evil when you have jealousy. It's another evil spirit in your mind and body. It's not normal.
So the normal thing should be not feel jealous over your partner.
100%. Abnormal is to feel jealous. I'm sorry?
How is that possible? If you love someone, that's the definition of relationship and marriage, right? It's monogamy. So how is it possible to not feel angry when you think that you're sharing your boyfriend or your girlfriend?
Amazing. My experts are here for something else, but they want to respond to that. They are like experts on this type of stuff. How should she feel jealousy if she looks like her man wants somebody else? Somebody looking at him? What's up?
Jealousy is
Joel Friday TV. He be like at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Go ahead, Joel.
Jealousy has nothing to do with the other person. It all has to do with like self. So you just want to put your it's possessive. It makes you want to control the person and not let them make their own decisions, be their own person. So jealousy is not.
And
is
so
not
how
good.
Should she overcome the jealousy?
You got to stay out your mind. You're in your thoughts, and your thoughts and feelings are telling you that you want this person, that they mean something to you, but you got to recognize that that's a setup.
And Hake,
do this week's assignment. Go in, surrender into those thoughts and feel that pain of jealousy.
But isn't a little bit of jealousy good for the marriage and relationship? Just a little bit, you know?
Is it good for the marriage and the relationship, jealousy?
Yes. Just
she wanna know that,
let me explain. For the other person to feel like he's been loved, you know?
Jake.
I mean, if my husband or boyfriend is not jealous of me, I would think like he doesn't care about me, you know?
Yeah.
I like a little jealousy, but it's...
I bet you do.
But it's the ego. It's just that's just the ego in me wanting to like that somebody's after me. But it's just a controlling nature. It's controlling. It's not a normal... Not a normal thing. And if it gets out of hand, it'll start controlling you.
Jealousy, envy. Hey, you say?
Yeah, you don't want to rely on that for the faithfulness of your marriage.
You lack a little jealousy.
I plead the fifth. It bites you later.
And you say Anchor Baby of the Anchor Baby Show at 4 p.m. The American Anchor Baby.
You don't want to mess with a jealous man.
Is jealousy made for me? No. Let the person maybe know I love you?
Well, no. It's not love at all.
Is jealousy good for the relationship?
Nope.
She want to know.
Poison.
Mary,
it's also not like a manly thing. You don't want that in your man. Like a man can maybe handle it from his woman. But
is it a female thing?
Yeah.
And you say a man can have jealousy with his woman's jealousy?
Usually I don't know if they usually can, but maybe in a perfect world they would be able to take it from the woman, but you don't want that in your man. That's what I'm trying to say.
A man can be controlled by the woman's jealousy.
You don't care.
Let me tell you one thing.
What are you looking at?
This is the problem in the West that we have, because men have stopped being jealous over their woman, you know, and they don't care if their woman is half naked. In the street, you know, and other men can lust over her. So no, jealousy is not good. This is my opinion.
And you said,
that's not because of lack
and
of jealousy.
From this, no, and from this comes feminism, you know, and feminism.
So are you saying, but Mary, I thought you said jealousy was good for relationship, love.
Exactly.
Right, she's saying lack of it has
good.
Brought about this
oh,
world.
Oh, you're saying the lack of jealousy is not good.
And has brought about these men that allow the men to dress however the women dress however they want.
I don't see that.
Yes.
He's just like Hassan was. Remember him?
Terrible.
I don't quite know what she means by the jealousy means he doesn't care. I don't quite know
she
what she
said
means.
That because men are not jealous nowadays of the woman. The women are half naked walking the streets and they look all kind of way. And before, the women would not dress that way because the men would be jealous. But now that the men are not jealous, the women dress slutty in the streets.
Well, if the man lets her do that, he doesn't really care about her anyway. He don't really even like her. He just want to show her off, or she's like a trophy thing. So he doesn't really respect her in the first place.
But that's just decency. That's not necessarily jealousy. I mean, you could call it jealousy, like in a righteous jealousy, maybe.
I know righteous jealousy.
I mean, if you want, God is a jealous God. He's righteously jealous.
With this man, with that
righteous
woman,
jealousy.
No, he's not. God is not jealous.
Yeah, huh? It's in the Bible. I'm a Bible thumper, and this is Bible Thumper Thursday. but anyway, maybe you're right.
Last word, Anchor Baby.
Yeah, it's not because of lack of jealousy. They're just, like, perverted.
Mary.
Yeah, they kind of want to flaunt it.
Mary.
Yes?
The one thing you don't want to feel for your man and he should not be feeling for you is jealousy. It's very dangerous because people get killed over jealousy. If a man is jealous or the woman is jealous and another man is looking at her or another woman looking at another man, the man can kill over that. Because that jealousy, the spirit of jealousy is evil and very dangerous. And the way you have to overcome that, you got to overcome the thoughts and the feelings. And it's not a sign of love. It's not a sign of love at all. A jealous man or a jealous woman is not trying to show you they love you. They're saying, I want to control you because my ego is hurting that you're looking at somebody else.
Okay, so next time I feel jealous, should I just keep quiet?
Yes, and let it pass. Absolutely.
Because your question was about how to make the marriage last, right?
You ain't going to make it last with jealousy, that's for sure.
So if he wants to go out with the with a female, I should just let him do that?
Well, don't do any ifs. Take no thoughts about tomorrow. Wait and see. Okay. But for now, if you feel jealousy, you let the spirit of jealousy pass so you can overcome it.
Okay, man. Okay. And if I could just add a little bit to that, too, is that if you're feeling all these things and they're coming at you like that, then this relationship or the idea of this relationship is too important to you, and you're going to ruin it anyway because you're getting caught up in believing into it. So you want to just relax and watch it, opposed to trying to figure out how to, I don't know, find the right answer or something.
Okay.
Overcome your evil, Mary.
Okay.
And hate is saying that, are you saying when you have sex, is it flame jealousy hate?
I heard that that's what happens when you have the S word.
Right.
That it makes them, it's cause for even more jealousy and rage and
it
violence.
Does. Oh, I thought you were saying when you did S word.
No. I don't talk about whether or not I went stuff like that.
Your business.
What? Yeah.
Jesse, why you say to men do not have the S word? Right.
But until marriage,
when they do it, when they do it, they lose interest over the woman.
Yes,
it's not like the woman that for her it's like a drug, right? But for men, it's the opposite. So why do you say it's like being on fentanyl and all of that? It's not.
But if for the man,
only
it's like
the woman.
For the man, it's like a drug too. The woman uses it as a drug dealer. She uses it to control the man. It's enticing him and controlling with it, and the man uses it as a drug. He uses it to forget his pain. He has a he feel good with it, but after a while, it's not enough from her, so he got to go find a new drug dealer.
So now this guy that I'm seeing, it's not enough.
No.
For him.
No.
Why?
He buying flowers for somebody else now to feel good. Because the new feeling with you is wearing away. It's fading away.
How long have you been dating?
And I can see that.
Yeah, because...
Maybe it's the devil or maybe I am right, but I think he got to know someone else, you know?
Well, don't assume that if you don't know. Come out of your head. Don't assume anything. Mm-hmm. But the feeling is like smoke from a cigarette. It's fading.
Okay.
So just don't assume anything. Just take it one day at a time and watch what you're thinking and feeling. Don't worry about what he's thinking or feeling. Watch your thinking and feeling so you can overcome evil with good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Jesse.
And next time, don't be jumping into bed over some flowers.
Okay.
All right, Mary.
Okay, thank you. Bye, goodbye.
Bye, Mary. Thank you, Mary. Oh, my God. One more hour to go. 888-7753-773. When I come back, straight to your super chats and phone. And I have one quick question for my experts. I'm going to go right to that, but we won't take long for it, so I can take in some mini calls. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, They overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Thursday, Bible Thumper Thursday, September 5th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to the experts, some great stories, and your calls, as well as the super chats. But first, Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then Joelle Friday TV. Last day for Joelle Friday TV of the week, right? He's not live on Fridays. And then American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And then, of course, the Men's Forum, first Thursday of the month. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. For men only. Okay? Okay. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports on the Gaza ceasefire talks, a prospective hostage and ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas, 90% completed. That means it's not completed. Disputes remain over the exchange of prisoners for hostages and redeployment of Israeli forces. So this is all according to a senior U.S. official. So take it with a grain of salt. U.S. officials with Qatar and Egypt have for months worked to broker a deal because they keep on failing to bring an end to the nearly year-long conflict. Remember, it started after October 7th, and we're in September 5th. Wow. Talks remain ongoing. Hamas said this week militants guarding Israeli hostages in the buildings and tunnels of Gaza has had new instructions to kill them if Israeli troops closed in. So they're using that against Bibi, because Bibi wants to put the smack down, and then his beta liberal protesters against him are like, no, we're going to blame you for it. What a mess. Meanwhile, Israeli newspaper reported Wednesday that Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu derailed a potential hostage deal in July, if you believe Israeli newspapers, probably written by liberals like our liberal media, by introducing a raft of new demands. Oh, he derailed it. New demands. What a mess. Also a mess, Hunter Biden, set to go to trial today for alleged tax crimes. Give me a break. The case was once seen as a potential liability for crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, if you believe he's president. He kind of is, sort of. His re-election campaign, but he's dropped out of the 2024 race. Hunter Biden, age 54, accused of failing to pay $1.4 million in federal taxes. That's more than some of you guys make in a year combined. No. And executing a tax evasion scheme. He pleaded not guilty. He said he belatedly paid all of his tax debts after regaining sobriety in 2019 amid a lifelong struggle with alcohol and drug abuse. The trial could last about a month. Will feature salacious details about his extravagant partying, Hunter Biden's extravagant partying and spending during the peak of his addiction, including money for various dirty gals and luxury cars, all while allegedly failing to pay taxes. Who wants to pay taxes? But you got to do it, I guess. Political experts say the stakes are high for Hunter Biden, who is also convicted of three gun felonies. Give me a break. In June, and will be sentenced for those crimes after the election. Of course, I disavow gun felonies, as well as tax evasion. Hotel strikes. Most of the 10,000 hotel so-called workers who went on strike during the busy Labor Day weekend returned to work Wednesday. One group of 700 union members, leeches, in San Diego will stay on strike for the foreseeable future. Those so-called workers, really non-workers, employed at the Hilton San Diego Bayfront will remain on strike until there is a contract agreement. So says their union. They're just following union orders, communist unions. Over the weekend, many guests at Hilton, Hyatt, and Marriott properties across the United States had to deal with noisy picket lines, oh, Lord, and reduced service from skeleton hotel crews. Come on, scabs, we're pulling for you, scabs. The strike affected as many as 25 hotels in 9 U.S. cities, planned as a limited duration walkout. So they're pushing for a deal. They want better pay and improved working conditions. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. I was just thinking about something. Third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you know the truth? What is it? Do you know the truth? What is it? Amazing, huh? You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you like running around. You can podcast. But let's say you're running around or you're just laying around and you don't feel like watching it. You can podcast and you can be listening live as it is happening, whether you're working out, running, walking, lifting weight, or whatever, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. All right? And we're going to get to all of your super chats as well. It's Thursday. It's the last hour of the show today. It is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, oh God. God. Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your face. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Hallelujah. 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 So let me ask my experts to respond to this. Then we're just going to move calls and read Super Chat. This is so interesting to me, and I think it will be to you. I hope so. I really want to ask my experts about it. And my experts are way over there, the American Anchor Baby on the board right now, and the host of the American Anchor Baby show every day at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And the experts on Jesse Lee Peterson show. And over here, Joel Friday TV. He black. And we just don't know what category to put this show in right now. But he black. And the better known as Art Kansas. And one of the experts on Jesse Lee Peterson. And then next to him, disgusting. The Hake Report at 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, and an expert Pacific Time, and the guy with the good hair, and an expert on Jesse Lee Peterson's show. You better hope your hair never fall out.
Why?
Because you're known as the man with the good hair.
It'll be funny.
The hate report.
Terrible.
So I want you guys to respond to this. A woman asked, where was God during slavery? I don't know if y'all have seen this or not, but I guess it's on YouTube or on X. This is kind of a recap of what she said.
No, you could just...
I think we can play
it. Sound by first?
Yeah.
Oh, so a woman asked, where was God during slavery? Watch this from X.
Where was God during slavery in the United States? He was watching, of course, sitting up there, kicked back, chilling, when black babies were being fed to alligators in front of crowds of white people. He was watching. When black enslaved people were being whipped and tortured and lynched. He was watching. He saw it all happen because he sees all. And not only did he watch it happen, he planned for it to happen. He knew it would happen from the very beginning because everything is within God's plan. And he also knew and planned for the slave masters to give their enslaved people Bibles to read that were called slave Bibles that just had verses from the Holy Bible, from God's holy text that was telling the enslaved people, look, God wants you to be a slave. And I mean, they weren't exactly wrong. God did want them to be slaves because he planned it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been there. And even if they had gotten there outside of God's plan, he wouldn't be able to just stand back and watch that happen for hundreds of years if he didn't want it. But black Christians are way too far gone to ever even think about that. Actually, I've had some black Christians tell me that they're thankful that slavery happened, because without slavery, they would have never known God. And if slavery is how you got God, and that doesn't make you sit back and pause for a second, you're already too far gone.
It's God's plan.
That's the way God wanted. That's the way God made it to be. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's God's plan. But then I was confused because all throughout the video, I'm like, okay, it's God's plan. It's God's plan. And then she said, and I talked to black Christians, and they think for slavery. I'm like, up until that moment, I thought you were thankful for it, too.
She mentioned black babies being fed to alligators in front of white crowds, slave whooping, whooping and lynching, torture. And the fact some black Christians thank God for slavery so they can be here. A 61-year-old actor, D.L. Hughley, shared this video and wrote, I've said many of these same things.
D.L. Hughley.
I was interviewed by D.L. Hughley, and you can find that on the Bond YouTube channel. So, Joel, what'd you say?
That, was she there?
Yeah.
That's what I say. Was she there?
She saw that you were.
Then why do you care so much you weren't there? And you can be totally messing up the details of the whole thing when you don't even know really what happened. And what it sounds like is what a lot of people do is just coming from an angry spirit. She just sounds angry, very condescending. It's unfortunate. She's a pretty little black girl. But
unfortunate. What the?
that she's that way, but it just sounds like, it sounds rebellious. It sounds like I'm mad at Christians for the way they treated me or whatever the case is or Christianity. So let me just like throw it back in your face by adding this slavery thing.
What a mess. Unfortunately, she pretty black thing.
Unfortunately.
And D.L. Hughley is an ugly old black man pushing this on the... Pretty little black girls.
Yeah.
Trying to age her.
With their nerdy sunglasses. I mean, nerdy glasses.
And you say about her, what she said about God and slavery? Hake.
Blacks love for it to be so bad. For them to be be treated so badly by those evil, demonic whites. And it sounds like tall tales to me. And, there's no balance in how they portray what happened. Yeah. Like Joel said, they have no clue.
Yeah.
And they're just as evil as the whites, their imaginary whites that they imagined did these things to the blacks.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you say, Anchor Baby, in response to where was God during slavery?
What's interesting is it's amazing that like she's speaking with this rebellious against God language. And I've heard even atheists speak like that. And they don't even believe in God, they say. And they'll speak in this way to just get back at the Christians because they're mad at them. And what I'm getting at is that it's amazing that people, even if she doesn't believe in God at all, effectively she's turned from him anyways. And it's amazing that people allow other people's thoughts, miseries, yeah, false histories, anything, allow them to turn them from God like that. Someone else's, you know, fake history and thoughts into her, and she's effectively turned from God, whether she believes in him or not.
Yeah, they're judging God like they're so moral. Like they're these loving people. And you can hear the hate seeping out of her.
Where did she get the idea that the white people, the slave master, fed the blacks to
the alligators?
I don't know. I think it's a tall tale. This is something that I heard Frederick say on American Anchor Baby.
And didn't you cover it?
And I covered question because I went over and searched it on the internet.
Right.
And there's like blacks who say, the fact that whites try to deny that this happened shows you that they have so much guilt and hatred for us that they can't acknowledge what they did.
But where do they get that from? I've never heard anything like that.
I know.
That
people, there's no written history about it, and there's no oral tradition really about it, according to what I've read.
Right.
Because I looked up and like
seen
Quora.
Nothing about that my whole lifetime.
What else do you want white people to admit to?
They just
want to
push it.
And what else do you want them to admit to?
The bigger the lie, the more they even to believe it.
Yeah,
isn't it so?
The bigger the lie.
They have admitted to slavery. They've admitted to World War II. They've admitted to ruining the world. What else do you want?
That's all made up about the alligator story.
I find it.
Frederick said that. They used the babies who were born with deformities or retarded or whatever that couldn't work, and they used them for alligator bait.
He's just making that up.
The
next time
family.
They say that, ask them, what is the proof of it? Where you get that? Where is the? Cause that's just made up.
I think it might have been his great grandma made it
that's
up.
That's made
him.
Up. That's pure made up.
Yeah,
that's a lie.
Not that human beings aren't evil enough to do something like that, because people are.
But
evil
ain't nobody
crazy.
In a fear no black
in front of white crowds.
Alligators won't even eat black meat.
Dark meat.
It's fattening.
I always find it interesting though that people like this, like the young girl, will be so caught up in the past history, but don't want to deal with today's
nothing
stuff.
About what's happening now.
Yeah, true. What about now? What's happening now? And they definitely never want to talk about their own community, the black community.
They don't care about black babies today.
Right.
And if they do mention the black community, they blame the white man on that.
Yeah.
White man did it.
What a mess. God's plan.
Also, God, you can't blame God for slavery. That's human heart. God, even when they had slaves back there when Jesus walked around, they tried to tell you how slave masters treat your slaves well. Slaves treat your masters well. Y'all get along, okay? I understand you're working for you and this and that. But treat each other well. But God knew human heart was going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And God ain't got nothing to do with slavery. That's the evil of human beings.
Yeah, well, I think that God could have allowed this stuff to happen because he'll let us suffer. But I don't necessarily disagree with the way she's saying it. I mean, what she's saying, but it's the way she's saying it because the way she's portraying it as God is evil and not in the sense that God allowed this stuff to happen because for people to recognize what's going on, if I'm making sense here.
Not at all. They're going totally wrong, period.
No, but I know.
But Joel's saying that the woman is assuming some malice in God for standing back. You're saying he's not evil for standing back, but he is standing back.
She's judging the Christians
thanking
God for slavery.
What?
She said that she's even met Christians who thank God for slavery.
I said they should be thankful for that slavery came. I may have been the first one to say it.
Maybe she's thinking, you say it.
she's thinking of black Christians. She's thinking of you.
I wonder if she called me the
Don't
N-word.
Blame God for slavery. Thank God for slavery.
Yeah.
Right. Because if it weren't for slavery, they could be stuck over there in Africa.
Indeed.
And look what would happen over there. Tyrant. Remember that white woman begging the white people to come back in South Africa?
Oh, yeah.
She did a video saying, white people, y'all need to come back. Oh, look at this mess the blacks are doing. This wouldn't be happening if the white people were in charge.
We had jobs. Society was functioning.
What a mess. Last word, Hake.
This is becoming more prominent. So the people are lost. Be patient with them.
Last word, Joel.
It's unfortunate she's so pretty.
Was that her real hair?
Okay, you hear them there.
Nick said he doesn't care. Look good. Last word, Joel.
That's it.
I'm defending black women's hair choices. Okay, I got you. Wear that white woman's hair. Last word. That was my last word.
Somebody need to tell this gal that God had nothing to do with slavery.
Yeah.
And human beings do that. God didn't do it. If it wasn't no evil in your heart, you wouldn't be having slaves like and treat them that way. Those that did. But ain't no white person fed no black person to an alligator, lady.
In front of white crowds.
Right. You take the joke too far.
I think that was an AI-generated thing. Just like white crowds and alligators. Never happened.
They even had no alligator over there. She's lying about that. I just don't believe that.
Reminds me of
that's
all the
made up.
They tell all these war stories and atrocities of these different wars and the things that people allegedly did.
Yeah.
And it turns out a lot of it's not true.
It's all made up. Josh out of Georgia. Hey, Josh, thanks for calling, man. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
All right. I was calling for the biblical question, man.
Do you know the truth? What is it?
I don't believe I know it. I see the truth as the same thing as God. It's just like this, the truth, God, love, they all mean the same thing. And I believe in it, but that doesn't really mean anything. It's
I
believe in it, but I don't know it.
And how do you believe in something that you don't know?
With from seeing, I think it's kind of like trial and error, you know, like I see other stuff doesn't work. And I just kind of, I guess, with like intuition tells me that this, that you know, the ways of Christianity are, is the right way to go. But I don't 100% know it.
Is Christianity working for you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, Josh. I was when I first mentioned the biblical question, I said I can't wait to hear from Josh out of Georgia about this question.
Yeah, because I called Hake about this a while ago. Like to believe doesn't mean you know. You know, to believe in God or believe the truth really doesn't mean anything at all. It's just kind of like a fake version of knowing it. It's like you're not putting it into action. You're just talking about the concept of it. You're not living it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your input, buddy, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Nicholas out of Texas. Nicholas, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Nicholas.
I'm calling to answer the biblical question.
Do you know the truth? What is it?
I do know the truth. And wonderful question. And what is it? What is it? It is knowing. And I got so much to say about it, but I'll say this just right off the bat. There was a
hold on 1 minute. Slow down. So
okay,
you
I'll
say
slow down.
You do know the truth, and it's knowing?
That's right.
What does that mean, is knowing?
So there was a gentleman that called earlier who he was saying, you know, I've seen a lot of lies. I've heard a lot of lies, and I know that that's not the truth, but I don't know what the truth is. That's what he said. And that right there, he was on the very edge of the answer. The answer is that he knows that those are lies. That is the truth, is the knowing that comes from conscious awareness. That when, you know, it's Bible Thumper Thursday, in the Bible, Jesus said, be still and know that I am God. And you've said that before as well when you were trying to convey a message, an idea, which just means that when you're still, when you allow your mind to become quiet and silent, you watch those thoughts, you're able to see the chaos of unconsciousness, which all of those are lies. All thoughts are all lies all the time.
But I don't know what you mean by, you said, no, you don't know the truth, but knowing or something like that. You said knowing, right?
No, you misheard me probably because I was talking too fast. I'm sorry.
You said that, no, you don't know the truth, right?
No, no, that's not what I said. No, sir.
Okay, let's start over. Do you know the truth?
Yes.
You do know the truth. And what is it?
The truth itself is knowing. When you don't have the knowing, when you don't have the truth, you're left with the opposite. You're left with the lies. You're left with the thoughts.
What does it mean? You say, yes, I know the truth, and the truth is knowing. What does that mean, is knowing? What does that mean?
Well, when you actually know something, like to use that language, when the Father comes into your life, when the Father comes to you and gives you knowing, that takes away the thinking, the thoughts, that takes away the believing, it takes away the imagination, it takes away all of that. And it leaves you with just the knowing.
But you're not telling me what the truth is.
The truth is that we are consciousness struggling to come up from the chaos of human psychology.
Okay. Amazing.
Amazing. I got a question for you, too. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I appreciate your input on that, Nicholas. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
Hey, all right. All right, take care.
All right, buddy. 888-77-53-7733-888-77-JESSE. Niger. There's one line open, folks. Niger, out of North Carolina. Niger, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Jesse?
All is well, Nigel.
Yes, Mr. Peterson, I apologize.
No, Jesse. Jesse is just fine. Go ahead.
All right. Sounds good, sir.
So, are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I spoke to your guy. I'm in my car, so I'm using the AirPlay for Apple. It's like it recognizes my voice via the microphone in my car.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah. Hold on a minute. Tell them, hey.
It's not ideal, but we can deal with it.
Should I speak louder? Is this better?
Yeah, that's better. What, does he have another way to talk to us on the phone? Why is it?
Go ahead. He's driving.
Speak a little louder. Go ahead. Let's do one again. Go ahead, buddy. Niger.
Yes, sir. So I apologize for the car situation.
Okay.
My question for you that I wanted to ask, as you say.
ask.
I love that new the new ad lib there. It's hilarious. So the question I wanted to ask is, if you're a beta, right, as a lot of people have said, you know, hey, I'm a beta, I'm trying to do better in my life, my relationship, whatever the case may be. I've heard you say it's an instant kind of transmission. I mean, I don't want to misquote you here, but from what I took from what you said in the past was it's kind of an immediate shift, right? Like when you know God, when he comes into your life and you change, you can be perfect. or you can aspire to be, kind of, is that, am I understanding that correctly?
What happens is when you can see clearly that you are angry, which is hatred.
Yes, sir.
In the good old days, they called it what it was, which is hatred, playing God. When you can see that you're angry and know that being angry is evil and go and forgive, then your heart changes.
Yeah.
Your heart changes immediately. You're able to see.
Okay. But so you shouldn't expect, I mean, obviously as Christians, the narrow path, it's going to be difficult. So you should not expect people to challenge your faith, to, you know, and I guess that's why God says doubt every thought along your journey. So I guess my question that I need to ask is, as a beta trying to aspire to be an alpha, or I guess, you know, I guess you shouldn't label yourself, you know, you're the fruit
right.
of your labor, but you know what I mean? When you're in that state of coming out of darkness, coming out of that fallen state, I mean, I guess maybe I shouldn't even, it's a dumb question, but should you be instantly changed? Like, I mean, I'm trying to kind of understand, because I just hear so many different people saying, you know, they call themselves an alpha, I'm doing everything right. You know, hey, Jesse, I figured this out with my girlfriend, or, you know, my job, or what have you. You know, I guess, like, how do you know? You just know you're an alpha because you're able to see the truth whenever you do screw up?
No. People who say that they're alpha, they're just saying that. They don't know that they are. It just feels good to say it.
Yeah. Right.
And
right.
then at the twinkling, okay. as at the twinkling of an eye, God can
yeah.
change your heart from hate to love, and that's what is made perfect. Your heart is made perfect. Your real self,
yeah.
your spirit is made perfect when you overcome the anger, and that can change just
yeah.
like that as soon as you realize you're wrong, and
right.
and you can change right away. You're not your thoughts,
okay.
you're not your feelings, you're not your body. It's the heart
yeah.
that changed. Salvation is of the heart.
Okay. Because, I mean, I do get angry sometimes. Like, I used to get angry and, you know, it's like it would sit with me the whole day. I'd hold on to that anger.
Right.
I'd roll around in, you know,
yeah.
just misery.
Yeah.
And now I notice, like, you know, it's better. Like, the amount of time it takes for me to kind of say, hang on, you're being stupid, you're living in your ego, and it's, you know, taking everything personally, you know what I mean?
Right.
I come back to God a lot faster. So I guess it's a personal question, but it's something I've wondered for other people, you know?
Just, all you have to do now is just, if you've overcome that anger by seeing that you have
yeah.
it, admitting that you do have it, and go and forgive, all you need to do now
yeah.
is watch the thoughts and the feeling, do nothing about it, because you're going to see
yeah.
it's not you. Don't call it you. Just feel, watch and feel, and the Father will save you from the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're not the names that you call yourself. You're neither right or wrong. You're neither good or evil. You're neither a sinner nor a saint. You're none of those things. And those things, those spirits, those ideas will be taken away from you now that your heart has changed. So just be patient.
Man, it's always good to hear from you, man, because, you know, life gets confusing sometimes, and, you know, I'm on my own personal journey, but hearing that, yeah, it's like you know it, but hearing there's so few people in the world that really have that truth in their heart, man, and it's just, it's clear with you, man, and I'll wait an hour and a half to talk to you because I'm like, I mean, just to get that out and to speak it to someone, it's a fellowship like this, it's invaluable. It's what God talks about. It's what we need as Christians. And,
absolutely.
You know, I don't rely on anyone for leadership, but I appreciate you a lot. You know, as I've walked through my own faith, I've always appreciated your insight. So.
And the reason that you appreciate it and that you see it is because you are now open and you're welcoming, you're inviting the truth to come in and save you, and God is doing
yes,
that. That's why you can see where I'm coming from. He's working through you to let you know that is the truth. So that's why I'm encouraging you to just doubt
yes,
those thoughts, Watch those feelings and do nothing about it. And there are evil spirits that will be taken away from your mind and body. You'll be fine.
Man, I wouldn't. I know you got a lot of callers. You've been trying to get through all these people, and I appreciate your time. I'm telling you, 5 years ago.
Hold on one minute. Hold that thought. Can you hold? Yeah, hold on, buddy. Hold on. Just hold on. Let me take a quick break. I'll come back and finish up with you. Back in a moment. Oh, Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right? Is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all of our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Bring it home. Hallelujah. Listen to Rundown. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And Joel Friday, he black, at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday. 11 a.m. And at 12, tonight at 7 p.m., the Miz Forum. At 7 p.m. tonight. Come on down, guys. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. All right? The American Anchor Baby. And don't forget to do all the things you do on social media. Like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, and blah, blah, blah. And check out the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. All right? And go and make a donation at Bond for us to at BondRebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BARN to donate. We need your support. I want to go back to the busy phone. Niger was making a point. Niger, you were about to say 5 years ago. What happened?
Yes, sir. So 5 years ago, appreciate you coming back. 5 years ago, I honestly, I can tell you as someone who's been on this journey, it's, you know, obviously it's an up and down, you know, uphill, downhill battle. Sometimes, you know, I wouldn't have heard a single word you had to say, period.
Amazing.
I would have looked at you so angrily. I was mad, big, fat, beta, black male, you know, just aloof, just mad at everybody. Didn't understand why. Hated my dad, hated my mom, and man, it's like it's crazy to just kind of look back, and that's why you always say have a wait and see attitude.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I was fighting to be perfect, and I guess that's my struggle today. Even at times where I think, you know, I got to be perfect. I got to be this perfect Christian who never screws up, who never judges himself or others. And I'm not saying I want to be that guy, but the more that, like you said, you think about it, you wrestle with it, that's when you really struggle. That's when you identify with it and you can't overcome it because it's you have the spirit of it. The spirit is dwelling in you.
Yep.
And it's like the fact that, yeah, I mean, just dropping your ego. I mean, it's such a crazy concept to some people because they're so lost in thought. And so, yeah, again, I know I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but I just want to say, yeah, 5 years ago, I mean, it's a joke. And that's why I hear when you say suffer and die, I bought one of those shirts. It's like, man, I tell people that now. I don't say it, you know, they take it personally because they're in their hell.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to convince you, man. I know what you're dealing with. I don't want to sit here and you know, be in your misery. You're not going to listen to me.
Yeah.
Satan's your daddy, which, you know, I've said, you know, they don't even know what the hell to think about that. You know? So, what?
They're like, what the?
You talk to people and you realize they just don't want to hear it. There's nothing you can say.
Yeah, that's why if they don't want to hear it, just wish them well and go your way. And then there are people that you're going to run into that want to hear, and the Father will give you the right words at the right time to say to them as well.
Amen. Amen.
I do want to tell you
the right words, man.
You definitely will. I want to tell you, don't try to be anything. Don't try to be Alpha or Beta. Your only thing is to seek the kingdom of God. So all you want to do, now that you've gone and forgiven, all you need to do now is practice being present. Just stay present, because being present is where God is. And where healing is, where everything, life itself is always with you right here, right now. So practice staying out of your head. If you get caught up, just come back to your body and just practice being present. And you're going to see, you're going to know, you're going to see the love of God. It's going to be amazing.
I'm seeing it, man. I'm so excited to see more.
Yes.
You know, to constantly do better. I'm not trying to say, you know, I'll be perfect. You know, I never want to say that. You know, we all fall short. But
don't ever call yourself as falling short again. Don't take away all labor. Yeah. Don't call yourself anything.
Okay. Damn, you're right. Yeah. even just now I was doing it. Yeah, you know, we all fall short. We all do this.
No, yeah, don't do that.
That's my issue, man. I'm working through it.
Yeah, you've learned all the Christian lingo, and that's what keeping a Christian in hell. They can't know the truth because they have all this lingo stuff. They have all these ideas that they have about God and about reading the Bible and what they read. And all they have is a bucket of ideas, but they're stuck in hell. So let all of your ideas go and call yourself nothing.
Right. Damn. Yeah, you're so, I mean, even my mom, hey, I'm proud of you. You're doing this, you're doing that with your life. And I'm like, I don't want you to be proud of me.
That's right.
I don't want to identify with this. I don't want to feel like I'm any better than this guy who's homeless.
Yeah.
I'm not anything.
That's right.
And she's like, and she feels so weird. I don't even know, well, you know, because mothers, they love to feed your ego and it feeds their ego as your mother. Wow, I did this. It's me. He's my son. My.
She loved the glory. She's playing God.
Exactly. And I tell her that, and it definitely throws a monkey wrench in there. She's, you know, oh, okay, well, you know, she doesn't know what to, you know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah, so I see it, man. Thank you for your wisdom, man. You know, people don't appreciate you enough, and I wish you had more subscribers on YouTube, because I know they shadow ban you and stuff, and they come after you. It's disgusting.
Yeah, but stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir, absolutely. I can't wait to call in and update you.
Call me again. Amazing. Let me know.
Yes, sir, will do. Thank you for taking my time, man. Take care.
Absolutely, man. 888-775-3773. Marco, a first-time caller out of New York. Marco, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, sir. How are you?
Doing well.
Nice. Go ahead.
I guess what I wanted to kind of give you a little situation I'm going through. I was dating this girl for about 5 years, from the time I was 20 till I was 25. And after we broke up, I had no contact with her. And recently, now that my life has kind of like taken a turn for the better, she has been coming around a lot more in terms of trying to reach out, trying to see me and stuff like that. In a sense, almost kind of making me feel guilty for not wanting to immediately jump back into that relationship.
Right.
And I just feel like she's the one that broke up with me at the time. And then now that things are going so well for me, or at least I feel like they're going well for me, now that she's coming around again and trying to get back into my life. And I've been struggling with kind of feeling guilty for not opening the door again, but then also, you're the one that left, so why should I even let you back so easily?
Right.
If at all.
That's right. And your question is what?
What do you think about that? What do you think I should do, do you think?
Tell her on no uncertain terms, no, stay away, we're done.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Don't play with it because you're playing with evil. And if you play with it and not be honest with it, just don't be angry. She can't help herself, right? Don't be angry. But you tell her, no, don't call me, don't come around, we're done. And don't put up with the game because you're dealing with evil, and evil does not want you to go free. So don't play with it. You be honest with her, but don't be angry at her.
Yeah, because she's even been, like, reaching out to, like, some of my cousins or even my sister, trying to like tell them, hey, you know, I'm in a better place as well, so I would like to rekindle whatever it is that we had. And then sometimes like I'll sit there and like I'll get into my own mind and be like, oh yeah, well, we did have some nice times sometimes, but then there was other times where it was like we were going at each other's necks. But, you know,
I know what you mean. But those memories are just memories. They don't even exist anymore. And if you fall for the memories, you're going to say, oh, there is a possibility that this can work. There is a chance that this will work. And all you're doing is having false memories. When those things happen then, they happen then. When they were over, they were over. They exist nowhere else but in your mind. So don't even fall for the memories. It's a setup.
All right. All right. Great. Thanks, Jesse.
But just don't be angry and tell your family members, don't be bringing you information from this girl. Stay out of your business.
All right, perfect. I'll do that.
And make sure you speak up, man, and be firm and be straight up about it. And don't worry about feelings. Feelings are not good. Feelings are evil. Emotions are evil, so don't fall for the good ones and the bad ones are evil, so don't fall for that either. And you, just don't be angry, but speak up and don't play the game.
All right. Yeah, I'll definitely do that. Sometimes I do struggle with, like, saying no, and I definitely have to work on that a lot more.
No, you just say, no, it's over. I don't want to hear from you, and don't call me. Stay away from my phone.
All right, great.
It's over. Move on, man. Don't go back to evil.
All right. I appreciate that, Jesse. I really do.
All right, buddy.
Bye. Take care.
Okay. 888-777-JESSE. Andrew, a first-time call out of Minnesota. Andrew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I need some advice, man. So I'm 31. I'm single. I have two jobs. I work 70 to 75 hours a week.
Nice.
I'm in the hospitality industry. That's all I'll say, basically.
Right.
So I have two jobs. Recently, something just kind of came into my lap, and I need your advice.
Okay.
I don't really know how to handle it.
All right.
So I was at one of my jobs, and I met this family, and they seemed like a really cool family. I was interacting with them, you know, while I was working, and got to spend some time with them over the course of a few days. And they were in town for, let's just say, a religious conference. I grew up pretty religious. My dad was actually a minister. But anyways, it's beside the point. Their daughter hardly talked to me at all, but basically called my work after they left the hotel, and I was like, try to get my number. And well, she gave the front desk agent my number. So then I started talking with her, but
so she left her number for you at the front desk.
Yeah, desk. She called okay. The hotel back.
Okay.
And yeah, so the thing is, there's like a 10-year gap in our age.
How old is she?
She's 21.
And you're what?
31.
Amazing. Go ahead.
But the thing is, like, it's I'm pretty insecure about it because, like, you know, I'm single, I'm grinding, doing my thing, and basically just trying to save up money to buy land and get out of the city.
Nice.
Live off the land.
Yeah.
But, you know, she basically went to a private – I don't want to give away too much information because I don't want her to, like, basically – she went to a private religious school for like basically 14 years. And I mean, I pretty much just found out like her dad is extremely wealthy and that's not the kind of family I came from. So I'm like, why me? Like, why are you pursuing me? And on top of that, she's already in school. Like, she's like a senior at a college in a different state. And so I'm like, why aren't you like pursuing other guys around you? Like, why are you pursuing me? I like live in a different state. I'm in a totally different socioeconomic status.
And what did she
and
say?
I like don't know how to handle the situation.
What did she say when you asked her that?
What?
When you ask her about that, why you, what did she say?
She's like very nebulous about it. She doesn't like give a solid answer. She's like, I don't know. I just like you. It's like but then she told me she was like really nervous to call the hotel. She apparently wanted to get my number for like 3 days in a row, and I don't understand. And then she was like super scared to call the hotel and try and get my number.
And so your question for me is what?
So like, I don't know how to handle the situation because obviously there's nothing I can give her monetarily that her dad hasn't already given her or can give her for the rest of her life. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I have to offer.
So your question is what?
How do I handle the situation? I just don't understand.
You handle it by not handling it.
Yeah.
All you
go
do
with the flow,
is
basically.
I'm sorry.
Just go with the flow. I mean,
yeah. Just see what happens. Take it one day at a time. Don't get involved sexually with her now. I mean, not
of course,
you
not.
Know, with her. But just take it one day at a time. You be honest. Be yourself. Don't put on a front. Don't play with her ego, try to appease her or anything. Just be yourself and see what happens. That's all. Don't make it a big deal. Don't compare yourself to what she has and what you don't have. You just live your life one day at a time and see what happens.
Yeah. the thing is, she has like good values that I am looking for too. Like,
but she has no good value at all.
Huh?
Nope, she doesn't have any good values. Why? What are good values that she has?
Well, she wants to be a mother. She wants to be a mother. She talks about it all the time. How she really wants to have kids and be a mother. She also didn't get the big jibby jab, so that's good.
So, because of time, what are the good values she has?
You're talking about, I'm trying to pick up what you're putting down here.
No, I'm just asking. You said she also has good values. I'm asking, what are her good values?
Well, she has a strong faith, I think. She went, you know, she basically grew up pretty religious. The thing is like, that's part of it too for me, is I'm not really religious anymore, which is, I don't know.
Nice.
Jesse, man, you're so, yeah.
But what are the good, because of time, Andrew, what are the good values she has?
I don't know. I just thought that, you know, her not having a her not being inoculated with the big old juice, you know,
right.
And also wanting to have kids were both good things, especially in today's society. Yeah, I don't know, man.
You just told me the things she wants and the things she has not done, but you still didn't tell me. You said that she has good values. You not told me one good value yet.
I guess, yeah, I guess I don't know her values.
So why do you say she had good values?
Well, I guess she believes in medical autonomy and personal freedom when it comes to, you know the juice. But, yeah, I don't know. She said she wants to have kids. I thought that was good.
There are a whole bunch of women that said they want to have children, and they do, and then they destroy the children and the husband.
That is true.
So what are her good values?
I guess I don't know her well enough yet. I guess I have to take it one day at a time.
Right. Don't assume don't assume her as being good or bad. Don't get this false image in your mind about her. Just have a wait and see, and you'll see the real person. And it'll be shocking what you see.
Yeah.
So let go of all your ideas about her and yourself, to be honest, and just take it one day at a time, have a wait and see.
Yes, sir. Maybe I'll call back.
Yeah, let me know how it goes, all right?
Yes, sir.
Have you, I want to ask this, I'm nervous about asking because of time only. Have you forgiven your mother?
I think so, yeah.
Did you tell?
I feel like I have more anger. I feel like I have more anger towards my father, actually.
But you do, but did you tell your mother you forgive her for turning you against your father?
Probably never, but you know, I don't think of that.
You have? Have you or have you not?
No.
And so, why are you saying you have forgiven her? Then you haven't told her.
I mean, I feel like I've forgiven her in my heart. Like,
did God say do it in your heart or tell her?
Well, I feel like it's in the past. Like everything in my upbringing is in the past.
Well, why have you gone to your mother and forgiven her?
Like in person?
Yes.
I guess I didn't really realize that I needed to forgive her for.
Yeah,
no.
You need to face your mother so you can overcome fear. All men are afraid of their mothers because they resent their mothers. All men. And women, too.
Really?
Yeah, and women. They resent their mother, so they're afraid of the mother, too. And so the devil tells them, oh, you're going to hurt her feelings. Oh, don't do it. She may not like it. Or you may make her mad. Oh, she did her best. Satan tells them that, and they accept that from the devil. Because they're afraid to face their mother. You're never going to have courage until you face your mother.
Hmm.
And why? And
wow.
What did your father say when you ask him why didn't he protect you from your mother? What did he say?
Well, I haven't really talked to him about that.
Why not?
But him and I don't really have a good relationship.
Why not?
Necessarily.
You're a preacher. Why not?
That's part of it.
Why don't you have a relationship with your father?
I feel like I've gone to places psychologically and spiritually that, you know, I guess he couldn't go to, and we have different views on the Bible and Jesus and spirituality.
Matt. I mean, Andrew.
Yeah.
If you want to be free, you got to forgive your mother and your father. Forgive your mother for turning you against your father, and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He can help himself. He didn't know how to deal with your mother. Your father.
Yeah.
Your father's weak because he never overcome his mother. And so you are highly recommend.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. That's so true.
And I highly recommend you forgive your mother, because if you don't, this woman that's trying to talk to you now, every woman you get involved with will be your mother, the spirit of your mother, and you're going to end up in the same situation that your father's in right now. you won't be able to deal with them because you never overcame your mother.
So you think it's a spiritual attraction is what it is?
100%.
So it's like...
And it's all evil right now. It's not good.
You're blowing my mind, Jesse.
What the?
Amazing.
Amazing. Go and forgive your parents and let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir.
Call me back.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. I got to run. That's where I got to go. I'm running out of time.
Yes, sir. You're a busy man.
Call me back. Let me know how it goes. Forgive your father, man, all right, and your mother.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Super chat. Super chat. Super.
Over on DLive.tv/JesseLeePeterson, Bill West Diamond. Jesse said dogs get medicine naturally outdoors.
They do.
They eat the grass.
They eat the grass and the bugs and the dirt and all that kind of stuff.
Bill West says with another diamond, the soul is a blank slate. The spirit, the driver.
Amazing. Thank you.
So says he.
Yeah.
All my bone days bought a copy. Great Bond Church throwback yesterday. Indeed.
Thank you.
Especially because Doug had it on a hard stop at 1 hour. Today's Bond Church got us going over 2 hours now. What the? Love you guys. Christ is King.
Christ is King. Christ is King. Amazing. Thank you.
Greenwall about a diamond. When God made man, he gave him healthy food to eat, as well as natural roots, herbs, vitamins to cure most of his health issues.
It was all that he gotten.
However, modern corporations create pharmaceuticals to keep people, making people take them, keeping the people sick so that they make more money. For that reason, I ingest everything natural as much as possible.
Nice. And the people who sell the healthy food, they charge you an arm and a leg. So you can't even buy that. Everybody's trying to make money. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, Rumble Rant. What does the orange man have to say to all the TDS, Trent Derangement Syndrome, cases today? Big smile.
I don't frankly have time for total political correctness. And this country doesn't have time either.
Amazing. Thank you.
Facts.
Nice.
Jacob bought a coffee. I'm gonna need Derek, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, to post these intro and break songs somewhere. Your podcast has sauce as of late. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
The bumper music. So good.
I appreciate it. Nice.
April coffee. Good morning, y'all. The town in Georgia. Winder is pronounced with a long I, like the word mind. Winder. Take care. Winder, Georgia, not Winder, Georgia.
Okay, that's Winder. Thank you.
That's the shooting.
Nice.
Not a victim. All the women chat tards really want men to listen to the show so they can control them. They want to suffer and invent problems and not think about how long it's going to be before their turn to be exposed. I'm a troll.
Amazing. Thank you. I'm so out of time.
Okay.
Really.
We'll read the rest of them tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. This clock going ticking. I'm out of time. Get on the straight and narrow, state of folks. You will love it. For those who don't want it, stay in your hell. Love your misery. Suffer and die. Really. Forgive your mothers and your fathers, but especially the mothers and your father, right? And do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Like, follow, ring the bell. Subscribe on X, JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, cozy.tv. Bye! I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being set down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. We have a counseling service And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411.